It's kind of a do-it-yourself approach. You guys want to pay some reparations today? You want to pay some reparations?
I'm assuming slavery of some sort.
Do you have anything to explain slavery?
I have to explain slavery?
It's a payment for the work of my great-great-grandfather who was enslaved by people related to you. I'll write your receipt.
The vulnerability of a body on the street blows me away. Panhandling moves me, fascinates me. It's an incredibly risky act. How powerful to realize it has come to this and stand on the street corner and ask for money. When it comes to the issue of reparations for slavery in this country, we are in a similar position. It has come to this. I have to prepare myself for the performance. It's not always easy putting my body on the street in this way. Some days, I have to find courage as I find my street corner.
I'm a little not ready. Just got myself a nice hot tea, and I'm gonna look for a spot to sit.
Panhandling highlights invisibility. We are trained to look past people on the street, much as we are trained to ignore and dismiss certain aspects of history. My basic presence on the street is a simple reminder.
I do not know where to sit. I don't see any other panhandlers. Big American flag ahead. I should probably sit right under that. Ready? I'm not ready. I want to chicken out. So exposed sitting here in the middle of the street.
I sit down, get out my can, put some tape or sometimes an American flag over my mouth.
I don't know if I have this in me right now.
I become a flag, a living flag, staking a claim to the sidewalk, honoring my investment in America, my historical legacy of building this country, and the unpaid debt that came with it. Around my neck, I wear a sign that says, 200-plus years of slavery in the United States. In front of my can, I post a sign that says, reparations accepted here.
All right, I can do this. I'm going to do this quiet style. Putting tape over my mouth now because I'm shy.
When I look at people on the street, I think about what put them there. Every time I see a black person living on the street, I think about slavery. I think about a country where so many black people are on the street in poverty and in prison. I think of individual circumstance and social structure.
Pay some reparations today. Very simple. I'll write you a receipt. Oh, thank you. Would you like a receipt?
I don't need a receipt. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good day. So $5, William.
I don't. Okay. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. This, you can send this to the IRS and you can write it off on your taxes.
Okay. Well, by God.
$5 on October 29th.
There's something really potent about a white person paying reparations. Many black people have given up on the idea of reparations, or on the idea that white people acknowledge the privilege our society affords them. So the moment a white person puts even 75 cents in my can, something changes. Even though that spare change is not nearly enough, the admittance is as much a part of the reparation as the cash.
I, being an American, unfortunately have to admit that we are still a racist country, and we know that minorities do not get a fair shake in this country, and it's time that we did something about it. And the blacks always get the short end of the stick, so I'm all for reparations.
Yeah, well, we were just up in Harlem. It was fascinating.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was just giving out money to black people.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
So did you get some money?
Yeah, well, not a lot this morning. Somebody gave me two. It was only like one white person gave me $2. She was really mean. And cash. There you go. Thanks. Would you like a receipt?
Sure.
Okay. Did you give me 20 cents? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You know about reparations?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's good, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Really? Here. I'll make it happen for you right now.
No,
I'm paying black people for their reparations. Some white person gave this to me, so I'm giving it to you.
I think it's a foregone concept that'll never come to fruition. I don't know how much difference it would actually make. I think it would be more of a gesture of goodwill, but I think just for your mental state, I think that would make a difference to African Americans that the government acknowledged it and is trying to do something. I think that would make a difference.
So today I gave away $3 to other African Americans, and it was really exciting for them to get their first reparations payment from me. I like that. collecting from white people payments for black people. What do you think of that? Do you want one? Come here. Come here. There's your first reparations payment for slavery. Yeah.
You giving money to everybody?
I'm giving money to you, yeah.
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
Gotta be. It's always a catch. I ain't giving money for nothing.
Your ancestors worked hard for that. You should get some money. Well, I'm collecting some reparations payments, and here, I can make a payment to you. For the work of our ancestors. No, but that's what I'm doing. I'm collecting it from white people and I'm giving it to black people. There you go. What do you think of that?
Yeah. What to do with mine?
I would put it in an account that bears interest.
Good idea.
I'm just getting the work done, you know what I mean? Getting the job done. Don't spend it all in one place.
Panhandling is not big business. Most people who paid gave a dollar or whatever change they had in their pocket. Every day I do it, I am so humbled, so thankful that I don't have to pay for my meals this way. My first day on the street, I made $16.32. This was mostly generated by a $10 bill that one man gave me. In each city after that, I made between $10 and $15. In all, I probably collected and reallocated about $75 in reparations.
I'm collecting reparations.
Get some of my money back.
You don't have to pay.
I don't have any black power.
There you go.
For what?
Slavery.
Oh.
But only from white people. No, it's a reparation. Look, this Zachary here made the payment to me, and I'm giving it to you.
Thank you, Zachary.
From a white American to a black American.
It's
Do you all want to pay some reparations today? Reparations, you can pay right here. Very simple. Do you all want to pay some reparations today? Do you guys like to pay some reparations today? Or you could shop. You want to pay some reparations? Sometimes when people walk by, I just want to go, boo!
People tend to ignore anybody who's sitting down if they consider anybody panhandling is beneath them because they're down.
This can be a risky performance. I don't know how people will react. White people, when confronted with the reality of racism, can get really angry. All that white rage can be a lot to handle.
If you want reparations or you want something to do with slavery, don't sit on the side of the street and bum money. It's dumb.
She and her group should, you know, go to work to better themselves as opposed to trying to get reparations for past deeds to their people.
I know they were mistreated and maybe they deserve something, but to sit there and beg for it on the street corner, I'm not too classy.
I found it rather bizarre. So if everyone asked for reparation, I don't think it's particularly appropriate.
I don't think it's my personal responsibility to repair people for things that were inflicted upon them a couple of centuries ago.
How can you fix that injustice? You can't with money or anything else.
It's a completely irresponsible idea. We corrected the wrongs as we went along. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it's dead wrong.
People always ask me if my work has a sense of hope or if it just serves to highlight the negativity in our society. I respond that I'm just out there engaging reality. Some days that reality is depressing. Sometimes hopeful. It depends on what the day offers me. In New York, a poignant moment happened in Harlem. A black man came up to me and complained on and on about white people and their lack of respect and concern. Then a white woman came up and talked to me for a bit. She paid $2 in reparations. He was shocked.
Okay. That's the first time I've actually heard somebody say that.
It's true, though.
He said he never heard a white person care about black people. He continued to listen, and eventually he asked her for a hug. The two embraced as I watched them from the sidewalk below.
Who says we can't all get along?
Do you all want to pay some reparations today? Collecting reparations, you can pay right here. You want to pay some reparations?